Now, you are, I'm sure, familiar with the song The 12 Days of Christmas. My true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree, and so on and so forth. Well, every year I pull this track out because it's a bit of fun, right? It's done for us by Frank Kelly. And he's explaining his girlfriend, Nuala, okay? Nuala is her name. And she's sending him presents. Now, at first, he thinks it's very pleasant of her. He's living at home with the mother, right? And he gets the presents and he's delighted. But as each present comes, each present causes mayhem. And at the end, well, I'll tell you what, it's a rather longer track than we usually have, but it's a bit of fun. Frank Kelly's Irish 12 Days of Christmas.
Day 1. Dear Nuala, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nuala, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again, and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nuala, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nuala, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nuala, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day 6. Nuala, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nuala, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nuala, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids a-milking here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Gubnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Gubnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium.
You'll get yours. Governor O'Loughnessy. Day 11. You have scandalized my mother, your dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn. But they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping. And the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, where the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Governor O'Loughnessy.
Tarshiva Geistock Sounds Irish, Lamisha, Joe Bollard. Fiddle playing there from a young lady, Eileen Ivers. Wasn't she marvellous there? And that was a piece called Crossing the Bridge. I want to play for you now a haunting track from Joni Madden and Andy Kutek. Quietly Falls the Snow.
Quietly falls the snow. The lake lies still and mellow. Winter would shine, yes, it's done. Christmas is on its way. The hearts of children are warm. No thoughts of sorrow or harm. Worry and strife are all gone. Christmas is on its way. Thank you. of churches they bring. They sing of the birth of our King, the Jesus child, holy and poor, gives us a life, gives us. Our Savior is born. Stars up above give us love. Jesus, the Savior is born.
Wasn't that gorgeous? Absolutely. Now, regularly on Sounds Irish, we feature Phil Coulter and James Galway. But here, playing with his own piano and his own orchestra and his own drummer by the sound of it, this is Phil Coulter's interpretation of the well-known carol, The Little Drummer Boy. His interpretation of The Little Drummer Boy. Phil Coulter actually lives in my hometown here of Bray, and he has recently produced a triple album which I must get my hands and ears on. Now we come to another Irish musical icon who is no longer with us. I'm speaking of Larry Cunningham. And Larry Cunningham was known, lovingly known, as Ireland's Jim Reeves. See what you think.
It's the memory of a long Christmas card.
There's an old Christmas card in an old rusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath that first Christmas tree. I thrilled with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if the tears falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. I don't know why, but I always get the feeling sentimental about this time every year. Every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing of the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you sent me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to get that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eyes. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if the tears falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Yes, definitely. Ireland's Jim Reeves. Would you not agree? Come on, email me and let me know what you think. Now, there was one country and Irish icon, and here's another one. Although we don't hear an awful lot of his material now, but when he was at the height of his fame, if he appeared in any town in Ireland, there was no way could you get in. The people flocked to hear Big Tom sing. Big Tom and the Mainliners. What I liked about Big Tom was his, first of all, his presentation of country music was just straightforward country music. And secondly, he never, and I've always said this about Big Tom, he never put on a sort of pseudo-American accents. Most of them do that when they sing Irish songs, you know. Well, Big Tom didn't. He had this wonderful accent from Castle Blaney, which is in County Monaghan. And have a listen to and see what you think of Big Tom to spend one more Christmas with you.
Another year has gone by in a wink of an eye. I ask myself, where did it go? It seems like yesterday I saw a reindeer and sleigh and heard Santa laugh, oh ho ho. But in the past year, one memory I hold dear of your love that's so kind and true. And all that I ask, like those years in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. You won't have to shop in Macy's New York for a gift tied with ribbons of blue. as each boy and each girl came into her world. Old Santa came into it too. Her children are grown with kids of their own. Once more there's just you and me. And all that I ask, like those years in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. You won't have to shop in Macy's, New York, for a gift tied with ribbons of blue. All that I ask, like the ones in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you.
This next track is our Daniel O'Donnell track, and it tells the story of the young girl who was going to market. Maria, she was going to market and she found a bird, an injured bird, and she spent the last few pesos she had to buy food for the bird, and she got its broken wing mended. Then, that evening when she was in church, everybody in the church had to give a gift, and she had nothing. She was a poor orphan girl, but then she put the poor bird into the crib, and guess what happened? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Daniel tell you.
I suppose very often we seem to preoccupy ourselves, especially at Christmas time, with buying expensive gifts and maybe seeing that that's how we're valued. But this next song puts across a whole new meaning if you really take in what it says. Simplicity, caring, an unconditional love, that's what you find in the gift. A poor orphan girl named Maria was walking to market one day. She stopped for to rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered with sand. But soon cleaned and wrapped, it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. Happily gave her last peso on a cage made of rushes and twine. She fed it loose corn from the market and watched it grow stronger with time. Now the Christmas Eve service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the town folk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds and incense and perfumes in packages fit for a king. But for one ragged bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one could see her go in. Crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift wasn't worthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness, Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, open the door, let me see.
though she trembled, she did as he asked her. And out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that had healed Duty's wound. Just then the midnight bells rang out, and the little bird started to sing a song that no words could recapture, whose beauty was fit for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to that cascade of notes sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale's song.
We've been speaking about icons on the Irish music scene during the course of the programme this week, but I think Daniel O'Donnell was the greatest icon of Irish music in the past 50 years. I think I've made that statement before on the programme. I'm not saying he's the best, I'm saying he's the most popular. And I think of all Irish artists, he has received more acclaim from all over the world and still pulls crowds in, no matter what venue. Now, here's a lovely Irish Cajun sound again. I'm full of it this week. And it's Aidan Quinn. Now, just remember that as you listen to this, that this is, it's a Cajun sound, right? Okay, country and Irish, it is Irish, but Cajun music and country music, well, a lot of it had its roots here in Ireland. Santa and the Kids, Aidan Quinn. I want 2, 3, 4.
Christmas time's here again, like every year before. We'll hear Santa on the roof, he won't come through the door. He'll come down the chimney with cheeks all rosy red. It's time for little boys and girls to be tucked up in bed. Don't look for Santa Claus, my mother used to say. 'Cause if he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mom and dad and every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep with haste and no delay. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. Yeah! My mother used to say, 'cause if he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mom and dad and every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep with haste and no delay. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. Yo! Oh,
Brazil, and I'm afraid I don't know an awful lot about that young lady, but this track was sent to me during the week, and she's remembering Christmas time in Ireland all those years ago. Here's Judy. Foster and Allen appear regularly on Joe Bollard and Sounds Irish. This week they're joined by Shane Ward, and they're telling us all the story of One Little Christmas Tree.
One One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky.
Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause
one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little heart can find some joy. One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me?
Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. Because one little Christmas tree light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way.
One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day.